Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And once again, we're so happy to be here with you for the next hour. We've got a terrific show coming up for you tonight, and we're always happy to be able to bring through messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, you know, we also like taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show. We're at 888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we do spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We hope that you'll join us for our annual Holidays Past events this December. On Saturday, December the 12th, we have two events actually coming up. You can see Joanne Gerber at our Holidays Past event in Natick, Massachusetts. And on the same date, December 12th, we'll also have Joe Scheel and Janet Nahavik at our Holidays Past event in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. On Friday, December 18th, you can sign up for Dessert and Discarnates at the Forever Family Foundation Conference Room in Oceanside, New York. And that will be with our certified medium, Angelina Diana. And finally, we also have another great Holidays Past raffle coming up on December 23rd. And mediumship readings will be given away to five lucky winners. So be sure to enter. And if you do, you might win a reading with one of our mediums. The mediums participating in this raffle are Tracy Lee Nash, Nancy Marlowe, Dustin Livers, Kathy Toll, and also our guest tonight, Dr. Neil Zepkowski. You'll find more information about this event and actually all of our upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Of course, tonight is Mediums and Messages, and all of our mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, so we really look forward to taking your calls. On that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and not only is he one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but he's also a medical doctor and an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is a spiritualist community. It's in upstate New York, and it's one of several located in the United States. And that visit is what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. Today, Neil is in private practice as a family doctor, but he's also part of that elite group of mediums at the Lilydale community. And he does offer private readings as well. And of course, we're really, really happy to have him back on the show with us. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you back. I know we had you on last year, and we really had a great time on the show.
So yeah, that was fun.
I wanted to ask you something about something, actually, that perhaps maybe some people might not know about you, which is your interest and your work with Native American spirituality. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on with that.
Well, we have Sweat Lodge ceremonies, which is a prayer ceremony and a healing ceremony in Lilydale during our summer season. I also have some lodges at my house. I also am in touch with Native American medicine men, and I bring them to my house to do ceremonies here for healing And that includes, if people are interested in mediumship, something called physical mediumship, where the spirits will actually come in and move things. They'll move rattles.
Right.
They'll what
right.
are called materialize, and they touch people and heal them that way. So it's amazing things that go on.
Yeah, physical mediumship is really fascinating, and I know there's been a lot of studies with that. And actually, I think there's a little bit of overlap, isn't there, with some of the physical mediumship and also what the Native American
Absolutely, and not only did. That, I have brought over physical mediums from Europe, well, Warren Taylor being one from England and Kai Mugi one from Germany, and I've scheduled the medicine men and the seances from the European mediums to overlap. So the medicine men have seen the seances, and the mediums have seen the ceremony. So it's great, great cross-cultural exchange there
yeah.
with both spirits working for physical manifestation in two different ways, two different
yeah,
cultures.
Yeah, I could just imagine. I can remember many years ago, probably over 20 years ago, taking part in a Native American circle ceremony. And just,
yeah.
you know, kind of listening to the drumming and just kind of watching what they were doing. And you could almost feel, it was palpable, you could feel the energy rise. You could really
Absolutely.
Feel like you're a part
you
of that,
feel.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. You can feel the presence of spirits coming and
yeah.
listening and helping. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was very fascinating. So that's very interesting. That's a very interesting facet of your work. And you're doing work, right? Correct. Currently at Lilydale, is this where you, for the most
yes.
part, have your practice?
Yes, I live 4 miles away, and I have a
okay.
house actually in Lilydale, and I have mediumship that I do in Lilydale. My practice for medicine is actually 8 miles down the road in Dunkirk, New York.
Oh, how interesting! So you've got a really nice overlap there. You heal people's spirit. And then you also kind
right.
of heal them and work with healing modalities on the physical level. So that has to be very interesting for you to kind of go back and forth with that, you know?
Yeah, it is, you know. And for those of you who believe in past lives and other things, I was a monk in one life and a medicine man in another. So now I'm an MD and a medium.
That?
So there's so I'm
yeah,
a rich doctor.
Yeah. And I yeah, I would imagine also it kind of makes you, if you're taking care of patients, it kind of puts you in that role of medical intuitive as well. You have to be getting
well,
a lot
know,
of intuitive stuff.
People assume that, and it is partly true, but I don't ever bill myself as a medical intuitive per se. There
right.
are people like Carolyn Mace, for instance,
yeah.
who do that and bill themselves as that. But, I mean, I happen to be a medium and I happen to be a doctor, and the two once in a while overlap, but I don't necessarily, nor have I been guided to actually focus on being just a
uh-huh.
medical intuitive. And the reason is, as a doctor, I can order the test. I can intuitively think, well, maybe we should order this and that.
Right.
So there
right.
is. It's a difference between medical intuition purely and being a doctor physically and a
right.
medium spiritually. Yeah.
Yeah, I can get that. I see that. I see what you're saying
mm-hmm.
with that. Well, we have a lot of people calling in tonight. I'm hearing the phone lines ringing off the wall here. So before we go to break, I just
well, you know,
to
they always
you.
Say medium.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Mediums
good, no,
can't
go ahead.
Prescribe, but I'm different.
This is true. Well, we're going to take a quick break in a minute. Before we go, though, I just want to ask you about one more thing, because you have a workshop coming up in Eastern Pennsylvania on November 21st, and this has to do with the healing techniques of Edgar Cayce.
Yes, we have workshops on healing techniques of Edgar Cayce. Unfortunately,
okay.
that one was so close to Thanksgiving, we had to postpone it.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be in the spring, but we'll, you know, you can always contact
okay, so
me for
you don't, you don't have a date on that. Do you have a location for that or not yet?
This was actually in Eastern Pennsylvania. Gloria Wykend has a center there in, I'm blocking on the name, but anyway,
okay.
people that are interested can call me.
Okay, well, you've got
and
to keep
also
us
we
posted
do,
on this. Yeah.
Yes, and we do occasionally with what's called Fellowships of the Spirit, which is an organization just outside of Lilydale. They have programs. You can Google Fellowships of the Spirit, Cassadega, New York, or Lilydale, New York, and find out about their programs. And I've offered the Edgar Cayce Healing Program with
right.
that venue, as well as Lilydale.
Oh, awesome. That sounds really, really great. Okay, so...
Okay.
No, go ahead. Did you want to say one more thing?
Sure. In the summer, I'm doing an intensive program on how to give quick outdoor messages at Lilydale or in venues such as churches with public messages. I'm doing that limited two times during the summer, six people maximum, so they get one-on-one teaching during that day. So that'll be on the Lilydale website, and that website, Summer Pilgrim, will be up in March.
Sounds really fascinating, and it sounds so fun that they offer so many different things, you know, that people can really check out there. So we wish you all the best with that, and we invite our listeners to really kind of check out what's going on there. It's really kind of a nice thing to do in the summer months. We're going to take a really short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Doc Neil, as he likes to be called, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to our callers. So if you have a question or if you want to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show, 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
We'll be right back. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Dr. Neil Zepkowski. So we're going to go now to our phone lines. I think our phone lines are pretty lit up. And just a quick reminder for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, of course, we do like to hear your voice. It really always helps us to kind of facilitate that connection with spirit. So I'll call you guys out by your first name, and you can, you know, validate that. And just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading. Of course, we like your questions also. So if you have a question for us, we'll take that. Okay, so if you're ready to go, Neil, let's get to I know you are. Let's get to our first caller. I think we have Casey on the line calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us?
Yes, it's actually Kathy.
Kathy, okay, sorry about
right.
that. Hi, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Kathy. Now, is it Kathy with a C or Kathy with a K?
K.
Is it Kathy? Pardon?
Kathy with a K. Okay, would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Neil.
Okay, Kathy, I'm in your vibration. There's a bunch of men around you that want to say hello. One male figure feels like a grandfatherly figure as well as a father figure. Would your own father be in spirit already?
Yes.
All right. So he wants to come in, and then would his father, now you said you're from the Pittsburgh area?
Yes.
Okay. Is that part of the family from the Pittsburgh area? Because I'm getting a grandfatherly feeling that I want to connect with near where you're living. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm being, and I feel like I didn't live right in the city of Pittsburgh, but I was out in the country with this grandfatherly feeling, all right? And would that be your father's
exactly.
father? Does that make sense? Yes,
okay, exactly.
Okay, because he's here. Even your father's coming in strong, but your grandfather comes in even stronger, and he's talking about family traditions and stories, and he's bringing up Thanksgiving, which is coming about, and I feel there'll be talk about him, or do you remember what, when, in Thanksgiving, and there's some stories about him. I feel like very down-to-earth, practical man. Does this make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, he's very happy to touch in. He's glad that you made it through. I guess he had a, you know, he's saying that he had a part in having you be the first caller. So I don't know if you were thinking
of
him or what, but he wants to let you know that he had a little hand in getting you in. And you'll notice your father and your grandfather both have teamed up here, he says, to create little subtle hello signs from them around this time. So I don't know. You know, you might have had blinks in your house and thinking, well, it's windy out. It has been for the last few days, and that, you know, must be the wind. But they're creating some little things that just don't seem quite to fit with the wind in your house, little signs. And I feel this is happening, and that this time of November, end of November, coming Thanksgiving, is a significant time. And to be, they want you to be aware that they're going to send more greetings around that. Now, as they're coming here, I have... is your mother still living, please?
No.
Okay, because what's this with oranges? I'm seeing mother vibration, and I get oranges or orange peels or something. Maybe she ground up oranges for Thanksgiving, but I'm seeing oranges and a motherly feeling and Thanksgiving, and like I feel alive around that time. So I don't know if that was a special time for her, but I get the mother, and she's talking about oranges. So remember we talked about oranges, because something won't connect when you're doing Thanksgiving, thinking about your mother and oranges, okay?
Okay.
Now, it may not make sense now, but I feel it will, and you'll have an aha moment going, oh, my God, that's what he was talking about. Okay? So
okay.
Watch for this. And do you have a sister living, please?
Yes.
Because your mother, okay, because I feel your mother and father vibrations want to say hello to another woman here who feels like a sister to you. So they're a daughter, their other daughter. And with that, I just want to say greetings to this sister younger. Cause
no.
Okay. Then I'm also saying hello to a younger female in the family. So I don't know if you have a daughter, but there's greetings to a younger female here from your parents. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So they're all sending their love. You walk around Thanksgiving for this aha thing with oranges. Your grandfather and your father are there. I don't know if they like to, bits with each other in the living, but I feel like they're having a good time now. talking to you through me, and particularly your grandfather around this time. He could be maybe a little bit of a joker or like to have a little bit of fun. So he's there with fun, lightening things up around you as well, because I feel like I need some lightening up. I need to be distracted from some things that are on my mind, and he wants to give you some support with that.
Okay.
Okay, so you watch. He says it's going to be all right, and you watch for those little encouraging signs that he's going to send you.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show, though. I hope this helped a little bit.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. All righty, let's go to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. It's nice to speak to you. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay, Linda from Florida, correct?
Correct.
All right, yeah, giving your voice is helpful. All right, as I'm coming in your vibrational here, I have a woman here, and I'm not sure how I want to place her. She would have had either trouble speaking toward the end or a throat problem and was maybe having trouble swallowing toward the end, so she lost weight. And I think I'm on the mother's side of the family, but it's not your mother. I feel like a great aunt or possibly a grandmother that you didn't know that well. Can you place a woman that fits this description? Someone who lost weight, trouble. Pardon?
That's my mother.
It is your mother. Okay, because I felt motherly, but was she not able to express herself toward the end here?
Correct.
All right, because I felt motherly connection, but I wasn't able to express it. So, and I felt there was some problem with expressing or swallowing or talking or something toward the end. So it is your mother then that wants to come and send greetings to you. She's also giving healing. Somebody, and I don't know if this, it might be you. Somebody's had a sore throat or irritated throat here, and I'm sending healing to that area from her. Does this make sense to you?
No.
All right, somebody. And your mother must have had stroke trouble here as she's communicating me with, but she's sending a healing. Think about this, because somebody's having a throat issue, and I want to send healing to that area or get it, you know, treated or taken care of, something like that. So who was the smoker here? Because your mother's showing me that.
My mother and my father.
Oh, your mother. Okay, all right. I feel that was maybe part of what affected your mother. I don't know if you do it or not, but I feel like I want to take... Here I am a doctor, but I feel like I want to take...
I smoke, too.
You do? Aha! All right, that's what your mother's... Okay, so because I'm saying this because apparently there's a throat irritation from that your mother is aware of, sending healing to you, and she's bringing me some spirit helpers here. As a doctor, I can do this, that says, you know, make sure... You don't think you need as many vitamins, but extra vitamin C and some of these vitamins, there's been controversy about whether to take vitamins or not. But for sure, vitamin C is going to help you. Make sure you get a good balance of vitamins, okay? She also is showing me, I don't know if you like to walk out, or it's supposed to be sunny, but she's showing me that walks in the outside air with the sun are also good for this, all right?
Okay.
So I want to give you healing from your mother about this, and she says it's something that was hard for them to give up. It runs in the family, they say, but make the best of it and take your vitamins, and they're sending healing from their part. I also have somebody says brother, and I believe they're talking about a brother on the other side, and I'm not sure whether it's your mother's brother or your brother. Do you have a brother in spirit?
Not in spirit, no.
Okay, then it sounds like mother's brother then, because your mother was doing the talking here. You're Linda, but where is the Kate or Kay name here? Does that make sense, Linda?
No.
Okay, Kay. I'm with a mother's friend or a mother connection with a Kay or the letter Kay or the name Kay, something with a Kate or a Kay name in it, and your mother's talking about this in the spirit, so that woman also connects with your mother and wants to be recognized. And then your mother is talking about brothers, so she must have a brother in spirit then. So you have an uncle on your mother's side here?
Uh, No, they were all girls on my mother's side.
Well, I'm aware of a man, and maybe it's the husband of one of the people there, but I'm aware of him, and he would have been called Uncle So-and-so. It could have been a wife of one of her sisters. But I'm aware of this, and he would have had stomach problem. He also, for some reason, wants to say hello here. And he wants to, now as a male coming in, he wants to also give healing to a male connected with you, closely to you. So there's some, and it's on a stomach or a lower body area. So I want to give healing to a male. Does this make sense? There's a male in your vibration.
No.
There's a male in your vibration.
You said you have a brother living, so it might be sending healing to him.
Good point.
If he's going through something, I think it might be there. That's kind of what I'm sensing with it.
Yeah,
but I think
you're right.
The healing goes there. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. But there's an uncle here in spirit, and it could be the husband of one of your aunts from your mother. But I'm aware of this man in spirit, and he's aware of like a vibration or what they call a harmonic with this man who must be your brother then, because I feel it's living close to you. That would be a brother, not necessarily distance wise close, but close in relationship. So brother makes sense, and I'm giving him a healing as well.
Right.
So, and you'll be talking about this, I feel. So in the next 2 weeks, watch for a communication with your brother and something about help with them. Okay.
Oh yeah,
right.
Definitely.
And also just
definitely.
one other reminder, Linda, and this is also for the rest of our listeners. Especially if they're calling in, always think whenever we're getting a message from someone on the other side. Think of your extended family members. Think of in-laws. Think of people who also marry into the family. And sometimes even close friends or family members of close friends, we sometimes get them on the other side as well, because you have to remember they're all in your circle of energy there. So we'll let you think about that, because I know that you were having trouble figuring out who maybe the K or the Kate was connected to or who the older gentleman is there. But we'll let you think about that. But keep that in mind. A lot of times it's extended people. All right? We'll leave it there with you, Linda.
Okay,
Thanks so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped a little bit.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Very welcome. All righty, I think we probably have time for another caller. Let's go to Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hello?
Here. Thanks for calling in. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
A mini reading, please.
All right. I'm going to turn you right over to Neil.
Okay, Kath.
Hi, Neil.
Kathleen, right?
Kathleen, yes.
Okay, good. All right. We'll give you a mini reading. You know, in Albany, when I learned how to do mediumship, we gave mini readings by giving identification of spirit and then asking if you had a question. And, of course, it can be a silent question, so you can think your question and see what the spirit has to answer it. So if you have a question that you don't want to speak out loud, but you want to think, you can think of it while I'm giving you this part of the reading. So, Kathleen, as I'm coming in your vibration here, I have two people here. I have a male who feels fatherly. Is your own father in spirit?
Yes, he is.
All right, because I want to talk
yes.
about a male here, and I want to talk about a female who's connected with him. I'm not sure if it's his mother or what, but they're talking about a pair of roller skates. Did you have a pair of roller skates when you were little?
Yes.
All right. Would that
yes,
be your
did.
Grandma who gave them to you? Your grandma's talking about this. Feel grandma here. Now, anyway,
yeah, my,
as we get...
I don't know
pardon?
Who gave me the skates.
You don't remember. All right, I think it was your grandmother on your father's side. But anyway, so the father's here, the grandma's here. And
okay.
the reason they're giving me this memory of skates is because I feel like I'm blocked up with something, like I'm stuck. And they're giving you these skates to skate around it, if you've heard that expression. I can skate around it.
Okay.
So don't necessarily hit it head on, but I can skate around something. This has been on your mind lately, and it's like I'm in a brick wall, I can't move forward. The reason is you're looking in front of you, and you can actually skate around it. And I feel that they're giving you some insight here on how to get around it, to go indirectly and not
okay.
even face whatever is the block here, but to get around it. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Good. They're happy about that. Okay, so just remember they're giving you a pair of roller skates that you can skate right around it. Now you can have help. And there is another female living that can help you get a little idea or insight into this. So talk with her. And I feel like I do talk with her every so often. So I'm not sure if this is a sister or a friend. I feel if it's a friend, she might be a few years younger than you. But I want to go with that, and I want to get help from a female to give you some insight. And you'll say, aha, the scapes, I know how to do it now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, now. Also, okay, you know what? And your father is here. Was he a bird watcher? He's bringing birds in. Was he a bird watcher or something with birds? Did he have birds?
Yes.
He did.
He loved birds, yes.
Oh, okay, because he's just bringing them in as a sign that he's really there. And I have to say that with the love of birds, sometimes you'll notice a bird and think of him. And he's sort of there with you, helping, because it was an interest of his. He's there saying hello through these birds, okay?
Did he say what kind of bird it was?
No, he's not saying. He's just giving me various birds,
okay.
Both okay. Captive and also in the wild. So I want to do both. Did he have captive birds at one time?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I feel caged birds or captive birds, as well as I'm interested in birds in general, because I have a pair of field glasses here. I'm looking, particularly in the evening. I don't know what it is about evening, maybe owls, but I get, like, at dusk, he's showing me a scene at dusk watching birds. So there might be a memory with you and him watching birds at dusk, but he's giving me some pleasant memories here of his time around you. So he's around, and I'll leave that with you. Do you have a silent question that you want to ask him? Do you have a brother living before you ask
yes.
the question? Okay. There's some concern about
yes,
him as well.
Yes, I do have.
Which, did your question
about
have to
brother?
Do with him or something? Yeah.
No.
I just.
No, it didn't,
okay.
But.
All right, but your father's saying hello to your brother. Okay. And
okay.
I don't know. He says, you know, deer season is coming up, but your brother, I don't know if he does that anymore, but I'm just aware of that feeling, like, you know, leave him alone kind of a thing.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Kathleen, before we let you go, I have a question for you, because I was also, as Neil was reading and connecting with your dad, I was feeling your dad's energy too. And one of the things I was getting is they were kind of telling me that you're very intuitive. Do you understand that? You kind
yes.
of connect with them
yes.
on your own, or you've connected with them on your own. You understand, correct?
Yes. I try
okay.
to. I don't know if I'm as effective as you guys.
Okay. Well, the reason why they might bring something like that through is really to kind of validate for you that when you think you are connecting with them, you actually are indeed connecting with them. But yeah, see, because I'm getting your father's kind of laughing, and he finds this kind of amusing, because I think he connects with you quite a bit. And you do kind of get him, or you sense his energy around. Anyway, he just wants to validate that for you so that you know the next time you feel them, it really isn't your imagination. It's really them. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with
okay,
that thought.
Okay, great.
And just a quick thing, because
yeah.
you really didn't get a chance to answer your question, but even if you didn't, they were showing you that you thought you had to jump through hoops, but it's going to be easier than you thought, and that has to do with the question you were going to ask, okay?
Okay, yes.
Awesome.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. We are going to take another very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, but please don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Wind Bridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, but before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add in that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop at Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, FTD, Home Depot, Lord & Taylor, Nike, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have Dr. Neil Zepkowski here with us tonight, and we've got time for a couple of more phone calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Mary on the line calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
I would love to have a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I want to bring through spirits for you. I have a grandmotherly feeling here, and she's joking here. Is okay. Half of your family from up north and half from down south? Because she's showing me two different areas of the country here.
Yes, I'm down south, and my whole family's up north.
Up north, okay. So I have a grandmother that's connected with the north, and she says, you'll become a Southern Belle, okay?
Oh,
she's,
my goodness.
She's saying that. And so they're joking that you moved down there, but they said you're probably the smart one because of the cold that the north experienced last year. So they're joking about that. But I do have a grandmother that wants to send a lot of greetings and love to you, and I feel this grandmother, during a younger part of your life, you either spent time with her or lived right near her. Does this make sense? One of your grandmothers
yes.
you were close to here. Okay,
yes,
does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's the one that wants to come through because she almost says, you know, you lived with her a while or you spent time at her house and she was, or she at yours, and she's very grateful for the time you had together. There's a lot you have in common. Okay, she was also intuitive okay. as you are, she's saying. She's showing me flowers, so I don't know if she likes flowers, but she's showing me that and almost giving you flowers, flowers of love, calling you a Southern Belle, glad that you moved down there, giving you a lot of blessings. And although there is distance from spirit to you and from your family up north to you, she is confirming that the love spans all distance. Does this make sense
okay.
why she would say this?
Yes, that's great, yes.
Okay, so she's very excited because you, she said, have taken the bull by the horns on something. You sort of let yourself drift for a while, but now you've taken control of some situations, and she's giving the strength and encouragement to continue doing that. All right?
Okay.
Does this make sense? This took a little
yes,
bit of courage on your part. Okay, so she's very happy about that. She says you can be, you know, this gentle Southern Belle flower, but you have some power behind you now, so use it. And you've been, and she wants to congratulate you on that, okay?
Okay, good, great, yes.
Yeah, okay. Also, I have a bunch of spirits here, and I feel like you are either looking or have looked at a family album, thinking about some, because I'm almost getting a reunion in spirit with you. Do you have a family album of old photos that you were looking at in the last month?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You do. Okay, and you've been looking
yeah.
them over, and some of the people that you haven't thought of in a long time, you noticed in these pictures, and they want to send hello as well. Now, there's an aunt, and it's like a Mame or a Mabel or a May something that wants to send greetings. Can you place this?
May or Mabel? No, but...
There's a May sound to it, so I'm not sure. It's an M-A something. And it's an aunt that you hadn't thought about, or a great aunt, I would say. And it's in this photo
okay.
album because she wants to send. And she would be a little bit of a round woman, a little bit overweight, maybe had some health problems. But she's fine in spirit and wants to let you know that. And she's saying that you are gaining, this aunt, you're gaining more understanding because she's showing me your feet, which is a symbol of understanding. And also she's massaging your feet. So I don't know if you've been up on your feet a lot or had tired feet, but
time.
She's giving you. Okay. All right. So
I'm
she's
a teacher,
aware of this.
So I'm on my feet all the
oh.
time.
Okay. Well, she's massaging your feet, and there's some frustration with your teaching here, and she's massaging them, and feet are symbols of understanding. And so symbolically, she's giving you understanding in something you're involved with in your work.
Okay.
So okay. that will be smoother. And I want to say it's smoother toward December. Something straightens, is easier going after December.
Okay. That's good, yes.
So, yeah, so those are the two immediate people. Do you have a question, anything silent or
well,
otherwise?
I was kind of hoping to connect with my sister. We were very close, and she passed. It's been 3 years now. So
it's been 3 years? Okay. So
yeah.
I want to say that they're all set. Okay. So as you say that, this, you know, I have to say this aunt that was talking to you before with the M.A., initials or
okay.
something with MA is aware of that sister as well. And I want to say the sister is like gone into this family reunion area and was well received. She's doing fine. She's touched in with you before. And what is the significance with either Georgia pine needles or pine cones? Was your sister something with pine cones or pine? Does this make sense with your sister?
No, but I'll think about it. I'm not
all right,
sure.
Think about it, because I feel your sister is saying hello, and she's saying hello through pine needles or pine cones or something. I don't think it's Christmas either, because that would be what you think about. But this is different. So I don't know, Georgia has pine. So if you're walking down under a pine tree and a cone hits you on the head, guess who did that? Your sister.
Oh, okay.
And she's been trying to give you a little, pardon?
No, I was going to say we had always had an ongoing joke that whoever passed first, we'd hit each other on the head with something.
Oh, see, that's what she's doing. Okay.
Yes.
But she's going to do that. You walk, and she hits you with a pine cone on your head, and she's hitting you on the head because it's her. And so you need to, if this hasn't happened yet, it will very soon, because your sister wants to know she's going to hit. She's been trying to hit you on the head, and you wonder, you know, that was by chance. But this is no chance when the pine cone hits you, okay? So just remember this. It's more than pine. She's going to do a pine needle first, but she'll get healed and get the pine cone there.
Okay.
Right. And, there's different ways they get our attention. So, yeah, just watch for the subtle ones and watch for the big clunk on the head, because it might just be a pine cone or something. But, you know, they have ways of getting our attention, and I think that's kind of what Neil's getting at, you know?
Right.
So after she had passed, our we have a great big, almost like a chandelier light in our hallway, and that missed me by inches.
Okay.
There you go. Well,
don't
try to get your attention.
Yeah.
It's her for sure.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a bit for you.
It did. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. So let's go to another caller. We don't have too much time left, but I think we can certainly get to one more. I believe we have Brian on the list here calling in from Texas. Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for
Thank
us,
you.
Or would you like to have a mini reading?
I'd like to have a mini reading, if I could.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Okay, Brian. You're not the Brian from Texas that I know, are you?
I am.
I thought so. I bet you that Brian. I bet you I know him. So. But I don't know you that well. I mean, I know you're a medium, and I know we're trying to see each other in Germany for physical phenomena class. But other than that, I don't know. So I want to come give you a reading, and I do feel as I'm coming into your vibration that you also have a grandmother in spirit that would have been interested in psychic development or was intuitive herself, and she says it runs in the family. Am I making sense to you?
Perhaps.
Okay, I want to give a grandmother who had a natural intuition, which she is glad that you inherited. Okay, so she's talking about that. Now, as she's talking here, I get like a split in that family. So was there like two branches to that grandmother's family or a second marriage here?
Yeah, there was a split.
There was, okay, because you're talking about it. So I want to identify that that's the one that I'm talking about here, because she's talking about a split here in the family. So it's that grandmother, and she's saying, oh, yeah, she said that's running in the family. And, you know, the splits, she said, they can be looked at in two different ways. They can be looked at in a positive light or a negative light. People tend to have a reflex to look at things in a negative light, but the positive light is there as well. And part of it creates a psychic tension or vibration which can be used for the good in attunements, if that makes any sense to you. Am I making sense to you? Okay, so she wants to teach you about that, and I want to say that she's telling you that you have had an experience this fall, I want to say, about some psychic tension or something in that way where it could have been a knee-jerk negative reaction, but you can turn the energies there that are raw energies into a positive direction to increase focus in some way or increase good results in some way, and you have the power to do this or to turn it around or to choose the attitude to do this. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I have another person in spirit who's giving you a pink rose, a beautiful dark pink rose from spirit. She and he. Okay. I have a man here who is also pink rose. Dark pink rose is a symbol of deep love. So I have a male vibration giving you this symbol. Is your own father in spirit?
No.
This is new. Okay, this man, it's a person that didn't necessarily on the earth plane, could be a grandfather then, but I get a person that was hard to express love on the earth plane in ways that you would expect or typical things, but now he's expressing it in this symbol of a rose here. And I also have a woman who's giving you a rose, and I want to say that I don't know why, but I want to talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary or the Mother Mary energy somehow around you with the rose. So I feel like the essence of roses or something with involving Mary energy, if this makes any sense to you. There's something about this that comes into your vibration that is being emphasized to not neglect or not poo-poo. Do you know what I mean? So remember we talked about the Marian energy or something about Mary's energy. So don't forget about that. Okay, so that's immediately what I'm feeling here. Do you have a question you want to ask mentally and see what the spirit has to say?
I was wondering about someone else who's in spirit. Somebody we lost within, I guess it's been a little more than a year.
Okay, and would this be a male?
Yes.
Is this a male vibration? Because I'm getting a male vibration as you ask that question. And also I have to get a male vibration.
Yes, it is.
Like, okay, and I'm being shown symbolically a sidewalk and tripping on the sidewalk. You know, don't step on a crack and break your mother's back. But I get this feeling of a male here. And something about the feet or tripping or something like this, because I'm aware of feet for some reason, and tripping up, I tripped up or something like this, if that makes any sense. And I have this, I don't know if he had a temper, but he's showing me a teapot getting steamed up. Does that make any sense here?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because he's aware of that, like he had a short fuse or something like this. He's in your vibration, wants to send greetings. Also, somebody sent him prayers or things that, you know, there were some things that were discombobulated, is how he's putting it, toward his passing or messed up. And he says, thank you for the prayers that helped him on his side while things gradually, the chips fell where they may on this side. And he's happy that things are now sort of smoothing out. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And he's sending you a white butterfly. Go ahead.
He actually had a form of dementia.
That
makes perfect sense.
Okay, good, because he's very happy that things were straightened out for him, and he is almost coming with helpfulness in Thanksgiving from the spirit side for you and some others around you that I don't know whether you've got a prayer circle together or what, but he's saying helpful from his side, and he'll continue to be thankful in that way, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So very happy to touch in there.
I love the visual that you got a white butterfly for him, because to me that kind of puts a lot of light, Brian. Just so you know, it's kind of what I was getting when Neil mentioned that around you and your personal development. I feel like that's a message for you in that manner, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And just kind of spread your wings with this and fly, because there's a lot of light around this. You know, and to just kind of dive in, don't be afraid to go there. But thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope that the mini reading helped a little bit today.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're very welcome. Well, we are just about out of time. I can't believe how fast this hour goes. It always just zooms right by. But I do want to thank our guest, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for joining us this evening. And Neil, if any of our listeners would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your email?
They can either email me at docneil@mac.com or text me on my cell phone, which is 716-665-0768. I take days sometimes to answer either way,
okay.
but maybe email would be better.
Okay, so email once again, docneil@mac.com. And, of course, we'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go and check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And also, be sure to check out our Holidays Past events this year. Everything is coming up this month, and all of the information about the events and the raffle and all of that is up on our website. Now, just a quick reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio, as we wish all of our listeners a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And, of course, we'll be back on the air the following week on December 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can tune into our show, The Gathering, and we do hope that you'll join us. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Dori Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web
at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.